T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's grab, if we can, Ray Benton. He's the head coach of Shakopee High School. We've talked to Ray before, and it's great to have you back on this morning. Ray, how are you?
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well this morning.
How's that facility over there in Shakopee right now?
Oh, man, it's one of the best, right? It's one of the best. It's awesome. The weight room, the turf field, the Vaughn Field is just beautiful. I think it's one of the best places in the state.
Yeah, that's an impressive piece of work you guys did out there. And now you got kind of a special Friday night game. Tell us, tell our listeners about that, Ray.
Yeah, it's the Vikings have put on this is the second year that they're putting on these TCO games, trying to highlight teams around the metro. It's awesome. So we've got Eden Prairie Friday night. It's going to be a great experience. Get the whole community out. Get the Shakopee community out. It's a chance to, you know, for those seniors and for those high school players to get this awesome experience that you don't really get a chance to get besides at your home place, or you make it to a state championship game. But it's going to be that type of atmosphere, you know, with the TV timeouts and the loud music and the bright lights. It should be a great night for everybody.
Is that a home game, Ray?
Yes, that'd be a home game for us. Exactly.
Do you get to practice out there at all?
No, we've been there before, though. We've played in some, the Vikings host a lot of 7-on-7 games over the summer and different activities with Jeff Robinson. He does a lot of good things like that for the high schools and youth programs. And so our kids, our skill guys have been out there and they've seen the plays. They've been on the field. We did a walkthrough with our captains a few weeks ago also. So you know how it is, though. Once you get out there during pregame warm-up, the field, it's 100 yards. It's go time.
I think it's more fun at that game watching you and Mike Grant do strategy. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, we've gone at it a few times. I've been on the losing end of them. We gave them a scare last year. They've always been very tough, very physical games on both sides of the ball. They're huge this year. I mean, you're going to see why they're ranked one or ranked two, but our kids are ready. They always get really up and really motivated for this game.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. This could be a good matchup and a very special night. Mike Lynch, our weatherman, what's the forecast for Ray's game on Friday night over at TCO?
Well, there are going to be some showers and thunderstorms around. I can't time them quite yet. Hopefully, you'll get the game in between. But there's going to be some rain around.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Ray. Football's football, right? You
that's
play no matter
right.
what.
Yeah,
oh,
there might be some thunder.
Oh, we're going to be just fine. I just hope there's no lightning delays. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. You get all out there, you're all ready to go, and you got those 30-minute lightning delays that can go on all night sometimes. So I hope that doesn't happen, Mike. Come on, help me out there now.
All right. I take Visa, MasterCard, but no personal checks.
I got
it. That's the best guarantee we can come up with there, Ray, unfortunately. Well, just be thankful Mike's not on your on your football squad. That would be a whole coaching nightmare.
Well, okay.
Have fun out there.
First place.
Have a fun night. It's the 100th season NFL football.
Say again?
It's the 100th season of the NFL football, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, big time. I love to see, I got to spend some time with the Vikings a few years ago and meeting the staff and meeting the players. And, it's been awesome. I mean, it's a great experience for those guys out there to be in the 100th year and be a player and be a coach at this time. Showing all the Hall of Fame people and all the veterans coming back. I love it.
Yeah, 69 team, I guess, is coming back on Sunday. Ray, have a great performance out there. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there playing the game against EP.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. He is the head coach of Shakopee High School, Ray Benton, and they've got a beautiful facility. Ray and I have chatted about that before over there at Shakopee High School, and that should be a really fun game on Friday night. So we're looking forward to that. The 100th season of the NFL, and that's what they're calling the Fantennial Weekends. So this kind of starts with this game on Friday night. And then, as I mentioned, they'll bring in the 1969 team on Sunday, one of the best Viking teams ever. And that defense was just remarkable. And that was in kind of that, began that run of Super Bowls, which unfortunately the Vikings never won. They were certainly capable, but just couldn't pull off that big win. So maybe this is the year. It is 8:56 at WC, so we're going to check out the news here in a minute. Again, the latest from Washington, D.C., where they're excited today because the monument's back open up after about, well, tomorrow, actually, after 3 years of renovations on that. Here in the Twin Cities, we're a little concerned, obviously, about this E. coli that seems to be linked to the Miracle of Birth Center out at the State Fair, trying to get more comments on that, and I'm sure Corey and others will talk about that through the course of the day. I know Steve will out of the newsroom as well, along with Susie and Mark and the whole gang back there. Lots of things happening here today on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.